This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to another hour of What's On Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennen. Todd Mitchell is riding shotgun with us today, awaiting your calls, questions, and comments. Of course, our great producer, The Rev. Manny is available when you call. He's just going to ask, what's your name? And find out where you're calling from. That's all we want to know on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Senator John Hoeven in for the entire hour to take your questions and comments today on the program. Congressman Kramer on an international trip, presidential trade delegation, wrapping up, I believe, today in the Ukraine and headed back. He'll be here next Wednesday for more of your questions or comments. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. From any 701 number, you can also text us with your questions, Todd at 226-8503, or me at 367-2054. But this hour, this Talk Radio Town Hall, with Senator Hoeven, yours to ask any and all questions today on the program. So feel free to get those in. Senator Hoeven, welcome back. How are you?
Good, Scott. Good to be with you.
Appreciate you taking the time today. I know it's been a busy few weeks for you, and we again extend our condolences on the loss of your father and your stepmother. Nobody should have to, plan and arrange and be part of two funerals for parents, nonetheless, very challenging time. So please know that our thoughts and prayers with you and Mikey and the whole Hoeven family, okay?
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it. We've gotten just so many well wishes from people across North Dakota that knew my dad and knew my stepmother, and that's been really great. And a lot of people, of course, were there to be part of the funerals, and just on behalf of Mikey and I, our whole family, we really appreciate it.
Well, I know that there is a lot of genuine love and support for you at a time like this, and also just a great deal of reverence for your dad and the great backer of Minot that he was, and just a champion for all things Minot and for the great state of North Dakota. So certainly
absolutely.
Life well lived. Well, you have been a busy guy. I want to talk about a couple of these things that have been in the news. One, the USGS had their acting director. You brought him out here for a meeting in Bismarck recently. And you're pressing for an updated resource estimate in the Bakken. This is not the first time you've done this. I know you've been after them for some time, and they have revised estimates, and they're always higher. First of all, just on the big picture, why is USGS always behind reality, do you think?
Well, of course, they get a lot of demands to be out in the different energy plays to do assessments and that kind of thing, and they have limited resources, and we get that. But just first off, the reason it's important is because we need to continue to have investment in the Bakken, in North Dakota, and not only to develop the resources we're doing, but also to build all the infrastructure, the hotels, motels, stores. We're expanding the airport out there in Williston right now, doing all those kind of things. But the other thing is you know me, Scott, jobs are always job one with me. I mean, that's where I come from. And it's always been that way. It'll always be that way because that's how you really empower people. And I think Republicans are all about empowering people. And so the next step are to continue to add value. We're a huge power in agriculture, huge power in energy. You're at the technology conference. I'm really driving technology development, particularly in the Valley, tech entrepreneurship. It's coming. Fargo, we're going to make sure that Fargo and the Valley, Grand Forks for unmanned aircraft are nationally, internationally renowned for technology, tech entrepreneurship, that kind of thing, aviation, obviously. But in the Bakken, we want to add value. So that means moving up the chain to things like refineries, Dakota Gasification is investing $500 million to produce fertilizer here in North Dakota, urea from synthetic natural gas. Right now we're getting it from Indonesia, so we're last in line to get it. It's most expensive. We're going to be first in line, and it's going to be less expensive. Huge economic benefit, job creator, high tech, but also really great for our farmers. And so whether it's making plastics, refining, fertilizer, all kind of products, we're developing the infrastructure. We now have rail capacity to move products to market. So let's utilize that. Let's move up the value chain. That's the why of it. And, of course, you know, I had them out here in 2008, and they did their assessment. We had 3.5 billion barrels recoverable. I got them back here in 2013. That number went to 7 billion barrels recoverable, 7 trillion cubic feet of natural gas. And I'm going to get them back here now, and I think you're going to see it go up again. So it's about continuing to grow and make that investment up here.
So is it mainly just, you know, obviously with the amount of technology and the things that EERC is doing and the industry is doing, we know there's more than they say there is there. Is it just a matter of dedicating the resources to actually go in and actually do the report?
Yeah, and obviously I work on that too, because as a member of the Appropriations Committee, I work on the funding piece and where that funding goes. And so I'm going to work and make sure that, you know, them not having the resources to do it is not the issue. So that's why I say I think I'll get them in here. And if things go well, I'll have them in here pretty much right away, so that by and you always attend, you know, the big oil conference that we have every year. That'll be next May. And, you know, the whole world comes here, the whole energy world in terms of oil and gas comes here, and they'll be here in May. So I'd like to have that thing out in time for that conference next May, because, again, it's about really putting the eyes of the world on the Bakken.
And last time they did this, as you mentioned, it went from, you know, 3.65 billion barrels to 7.4 billion. What do you mean, based on your conversations with industry or others, what do you think that number is? What do you think's down there?
More. I mean, you know, you talk to Harold Hamm, you have him on your show, and you know he thinks it's a far greater number. And remember, this isn't, we're not talking about the amount of oil there. The amount of oil there is far, far more, billions.
Right. We're talking about what we can get out, what's recoverable, right?
Exactly. Recoverable on a commercially viable basis with existing technology, which gets better all the time. So, you know, the last estimate was based on recovering about 2%. Already, not only has our amazing innovative industry brought costs down further, their efficiency and recovery rates are going up. And so both that as well as greater knowledge of the resource, I think, is going to increase that recoverable number.
And I see they have an acting director right now. That's not uncommon in government. Does that make a difference? Does that slow this
decision
down? No,
William Wertheiser's been there for a while, plus the Denver people have been up. He's solid, and he brought up some of the other people that would actually work in this area. We know them. We've worked with them before. Wertheiser's a solid guy. You know, in some cases we haven't been able to get appointments in there because we're getting blocked by the other side. The administration's put up, although we did get about 78 through before the August break, and just by, you know, getting the just fighting to get them through. But even still, we're backed up trying to get them approved. But in this case, we've got a good individual in there and people who know the Bakken.
And by the way, just in general, what's going on with all these positions that are unfilled, acting directors and whatnot? Is this a case of Chuck Schumer playing games and holding things up? Is this a case of names not being put forward? What's going on there?
It's absolutely that. I mean, look, the Schumer and company are saying, oh, well, the Republicans control. Yeah, I mean, you know, we have 52, so if we can get everybody on board, we do. But then the Democrats make us go through all the procedural moves for each appointment. So they're running out the clock on every single appointment. So they're just dragging it out as much as they can, and they say, oh, it's not us, but it is them. I mean, when they make us, even non-controversial appointments, when they make us go through the full procedural process and timeline on every single appointment, then they really backlog it, and that's what they're doing.
So this is the swamp. This is the, you know, yeah, the kind of the games they play. Is there any break in that logjam? Is they holding
it? Well, that's why I say, remember, we did an FDA bill where we did some changes to the Food and Drug Administration to try to expedite their approval process and bring down costs. And we passed that bill, before the August break. And the Democrats wanted some things, which we agreed to. And in return, we got 78 appointments through. And I think it's a good bill. Again, I think it streamlines the process, hopefully will help reduce drug costs. But, I mean, that's just how it is. You know, unless we get some leverage somewhere, they drag out the clock on every appointment.
Pretty amazing. Any North Dakota appointments being held up, U.S. attorney or marshal or anything you're watching close?
Well, we've got two going through the process right now. I hope they won't be held up. You know, obviously we have Judge Erickson, who did an outstanding job as a federal district court judge in Fargo. I worked with President Bush, obviously, to get him into that position. He's done a great job. For example, he's the one that put the stops to Waters of the U.S. nationally. Good job. Now he's going up to a circuit court level, so that's going through. Hopefully that won't get held up. And obviously the U.S. attorney, you know, we're working through that as well. So I don't know that we're going to get held up right now. I guess I'll have a better sense when we go back in September.
All right, short break. When we come back, also want to talk a little bit about Senator Hoeven's efforts to get input from all of you on the farm bill, the next farm bill that will come out. Do have a little bit of good news there and also some drought relief as well. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery and equipment auctions in Mott, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McHenry, Sheridan, McKenzie, Dunn, Lemoore, Adams, Stark, and Logan counties in North Dakota, and Corson County in South Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Puklich of Puklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Puklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Reminds us, we asked earlier in the program about different efforts that are going on to help our neighbors in Texas and Louisiana with the flooding, and we've gotten some good information. We're also looking for other suggestions and ways to help. We do have one individual that's taking a truck down, and I've heard a couple of people said, you know, hey, I want that number, want to help, so that's great. Another note here says, please have Scott announce that Turtle Mountain Animal Rescue is also going to Texas and needs donation. Please look at info on their Facebook page. Okay, thanks for calling that in. Turtle Mountain Animal Rescue, check that out on Facebook, okay? And somebody else saying, hey, while you're doling out prayers for Texas, please also include our neighbors in Montana that are going through a terrible time with the fires there as well. So another good suggestion. Appreciate that. Keep those calling. Keep those coming, rather. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Questions or comments, you can call them in. You can text them in. You can email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com as well. We have a little feature where we select a caller of the day to highlight, and it's brought to you by our friends at Delta. They're also helping with some hurricane relief. Eric down there working on getting some things together. 406-250-8151 is the number for Eric. We encourage our folks in the oil industry that need turnkey well site solutions to call Delta first. DeltaConstructors.net or call them at 406-250-8151. Here is a call that came in, and it actually is a question for Senator Hoeven related to some things happening in the CRP area right now with Hain. Listen to this.
Mr. Hoeven needs to take a look at this question. Since CRP was open August 2nd, there's been 12 to 14 days of rain here in the east. Has put us behind. We have to have this CRP cut by September 1. There needs to be a 10-day extension because it's got everybody behind the eight ball. Please make sure he's aware of this and see what he can do to help out. Thank you.
All right. He's not the only one that's raised that issue, and I know you've had a number of meetings on drought relief and things that can happen. Has that come up before, Senator?
Yeah, you know, it has, Scott. I mean, I've had drought roundtables around the state, and the last one I had was in Jamestown. I think it was Friday of last week, and that issue came up. So we're checking into it. You know, we got the CRP opened up earlier, and on behalf of our farmers, really earlier than we've had it open in past years, July 16th for a lot of it, and then the balance, the CP programs before beginning of August. So you know, the Fish and Wildlife groups worked with us on that. That was helpful. We appreciate it. Obviously, our farmers need the help. This issue came up at the Jamestown roundtable, and so we're checking into it. We're going to see what we can do. I had the FSA director there, the acting FSA director there. He said in the past USDA has not allowed it, but, you know, we're seeing what we can do on it. And, you know, we understand, and obviously any of that hay that we can get to, particularly – you know, any of that hay that can go to our Western producers, it's really helpful. And so I had Doug Goring at that meeting and asked him to kind of take a lead in helping us, and you know, we'll see what we can do.
I also have heard some folks are taking those requests just one by one to the FSA office. I know that happened on the front end on the different categories as well, and there was some success there. Would you suggest people go that route for now until you get a final answer one way or another? Should they just do it on a case-by-case basis?
I think it's helpful for anyone that thinks they might need that because it has not been done in the past. So I think it's helpful for anyone that needs it to let their FSA office know so they have an inventory. That both helps us in terms of making the request, but then also if we do get approval, it would help probably expedite getting back to them.
All right. But you get the sense that there's people on both sides of that issue as far as whether or not the extension ought to be requested or granted, huh?
Yeah, there were some, you know, there was some on the other side saying, well, just, gee whiz, just let me know and I'll go cut it for them if I can get some of the hay. I mean, I'll go cut it for them right now if I can get some of the hay. So there was some opinion on both sides, but that's why I asked for Doug Goring's help on it, Ag Commissioner.
Questions or comments for Senator Hoeven on the Talk Radio Town Hall at the top of the hour, 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number locally at 258-0550, or text 701-367-2054 or 701-226-8503. Could you ask Senator Hoeven why they would activate the Texas National Guard instead of surrounding states' National Guard? If I had a family in Houston, my mind would be with my family.
You know, he makes a really good point there, and the guard tries to take that into account. But, you know, the first line of defense for every state and every governor is their state's National Guard. And believe me, these men and women are the best, period. But that is an important point. And so, you know, the guard does try to work with anyone that's in the guard that has an issue like that. It's amazing, though, how often those men and women jump up and, you know, are rescuing everyone else first. But remember, that guard, not only are they on the scene, they've trained in the state, they know their state, they know the people, they know the towns, they know the terrain, they're professionals. So you always start with them. But then under what's called EMAC, Emergency Assistance Compact, you can bring in guard from surrounding states. And believe me, the guard in the surrounding states are always ready to come. I mean, it's a brotherhood. And so that's how they do it. So it's a very, you know, good question. And what I can tell you is that the guard command structure tries to work with their members in those situations. But guard members are very selfless. I mean, you know, it's like they always want to be out there helping everyone else first, and we love them for it.
Talk 2018 Farm Bill a little bit. From the indications I'm getting, Congressman Kramer and others, this might be going a little smoother than everybody thought. Might be dealt with even sooner. Are you optimistic something will be done soon?
On the Farm Bill right now, what we're trying to do is get the input. I think in our committees it's going to go well. In our Ag Committee, we're already working hard at that. Our challenge is going to be when we get to the floor, just because you've got people that come from the cities that don't understand good farm policy benefits every single American every single day with the highest quality, lowest cost food supply in the history of the world. And that's the part that we have to constantly convey. In terms of how it's going, we're getting good input, but it's not a simple thing. For example, number one, crop insurance. Number one, strong support for crop insurance. We've got to maintain that. And then we come to what's called ARC, Ag Risk Coverage, and PLC, which is a countercyclical safety net. I think we build on what we've got and work to make improvements to it. Ag research is important, NDSU, best in the world, trade. And the other thing I want to say here, Scott, important for people to understand, and is part of helping us make our case, agriculture has worked hard to help find savings for the budget problems we have, too. In the last Farm Bill, if you take the savings that we put into that Farm Bill and you scored it on a 10-year basis, which is how we do CBO scoring going forward, it would save over $100 billion, okay? So that's important as we work on Farm Bill and as our farmers are having a tough time and we need to work to support them, that people understand that, too.
Hold that thought, if you would. More coming up with Senator Hoban on the Talk Radio Town Hall after a break.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Energy Transfer Partners, the company behind the Dakota Access Pipeline, has filed a lawsuit against Greenpeace, BankTrack, and Earth First for violation of federal and state racketeering statutes. We asked the lead attorney, Michael Bowie, why the company felt the need to file the lawsuit.
Energy Transfer Partners filed the lawsuit because it was targeted by certain so-called environmental groups for a malicious attack consisting of completely fabricated claims and violent criminal behavior. This is a good company. It's a responsible company with good, responsible people. And it believes, as a matter of principle, that those responsible for such reckless and dishonest behavior have to be held accountable for the severe harm they have caused. And they feel strongly, as a matter of principle, that this is the best way for them to both hold those people responsible for the harm they caused, deter them from continuing to do this type of conduct to others, and to get the company's reputation back.
That's Michael Bowie, an attorney with Energy Transfer Partners, the company behind the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. Keep listening for more of our radio histories of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Thanks for listening.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
We got some texts, some emails, some Facebook posts with questions for Senator John Hoeven, and your calls too. Welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. The Little Plumber, right? That's what you think of when I do. I love those little stories about the Little Plumber and all those years of help over 100 years. But the amazing thing about H.A. Thompson & Sons is how much they've grown. To serve more than just the Bismarck Mandan now with a Little Plumber. There's still all that and more. They are saving companies money. Going back to something we were talking with Senator Hoeven about, jobs, right? I mean, ultimately, if companies find efficiencies, what do they usually do? They expand, they hire more people, they serve more area. And that link service contractor service they have at H.A. Thompson & Sons does just that, providing cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements to buildings and business owners throughout the entire region. 600 now throughout the Northern Plains currently maintain the mechanical heating and cooling systems by H.A. Thompson & Sons. They're in Fargo, Grand Forks, Gwinner, Newtown, Minot, and really a service throughout the entire region from all those home bases. Financing available, free estimates, hatandsons.com or call 701-223-3393. Just to finish up on the farm bill, Senator Hoeven, you mentioned some numbers related to the projected savings over the 10 years of the farm bill before the break of being somewhere in the neighborhood of 24 million or billion?
Billion.
Yeah, so the B, $24 billion in savings, and it ends up being $100 billion. In savings, ultimately, over that 10-year time frame. The bottom line is you got a good argument with your colleagues that don't come from farm country that, hey, not only are our producers feeding the world, we're doing it, with a model that would serve all kinds of other programs throughout the government very well to be able to save that kind of money, right?
Yeah, I mean, the whole idea is to, you know, in years where they're doing okay, I mean, it doesn't cost, and in fact, you know, they are paying those insurance premiums, and they're not getting in for it. But the point is then in tough years where now we're hit with drought and low prices, then, you know, the crop insurance helps them, as does the countercyclical safety net. And remember, agriculture, in addition to what we're talking about, 16 million jobs across this country and a positive balance of trade in ag that really helps us in spite of a very strong dollar, which puts us at a real disadvantage when we're trying to export into these other markets. So I mean, our farmers and ranchers do an amazing job, and that's a story that, you know, we have to tell these other aspects of what they do for us.
Here is an email from a listener, completely different topic. Please ask Senator Hovind, why are we supposed to, according to an ad on TV, call and thank Heidi Heitkamp for saving Medicare with her bill? Are there actually regulations coming that may cut Medicare for seniors? My parents believe this stuff. They think the Trump administration is cutting their payments. Please tell me that's not true.
Yeah, I'm not aware of anyone that is trying to cut Medicare. I think the effort there is to strongly support Medicare and make it sure that it's solvent for the long term. And so I just don't know why that's running regard to Medicare, because the health care reform that we're working on does not touch Medicare. It's for people under the age where they're Medicare eligible. So it's important for people to understand that as we work on health care reform, Medicare is not touched by that under any of the legislation, any of the Republican legislation whatsoever. And it's important to be clear on that. And so, you know, that's certainly a question that you would want to ask her.
And we will continue to attempt that. Appreciate the email. Texter, this is a Facebook comment, actually, says, what is Senator Hovind's position on Antifa? And another related bill says, when will he publicly denounce Antifa and Black Lives Matter? And just a quick add-on from me, Antifa is one of the groups that was involved in the situation at Charlottesville when President Trump was referring to many sides. They have since been part of protests and violence at Berkeley. Former Speaker of the House, Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, came out recently and denounced Antifa. I'm guessing that's why the listeners are saying, will you two do the same? Because they have been continuing to be in the news and obviously raise the ire of a lot of people with their violent actions. So I just wanted to add that for the benefit of some of the listeners.
Yeah, Scott. I mean, I'm really concerned about any of these groups now that are, you know, that push hatred or violence or anything like that. Look, we all have First Amendment rights, but that has to be done peacefully, you know, as far as protest expressing views, has to be done peacefully and within the law, and it should be done with respect to other people and their points of view. I mean, look at your show. You let anybody call in and have their opinion, but I think you treat them respectfully, and that is the idea, and we all have to obey the rule of law. Look, if we don't follow the rule of law in this country, then nobody has a First Amendment right. So, yeah, you know, you saw that out in Berkeley. I mean, that was terrible. And what's happening to our respect for law enforcement and law enforcement officers? They're the very people that not only keep us safe, they're the people that give us the right to say what we think. So, yeah, very important. Any of these groups that are engaging in violence, they should not be. And we need to all work not only to unite our country. You see that going on. Look what's going on down in Houston and Corpus Christi in Texas and Louisiana. People coming together to help each other. That's the greatness of America. And the other thing I would say, again, we have to respect the rule of law and our law enforcement officials.
You know, you mentioned Texas, and I think of some of the response to President Trump down there, you know, the criticism of the First Lady and what footwear she chose to go to Air Force One.
Oh, yeah, well, that, yeah.
I mean, believe it or not. And then despite the governor of Texas laying the praise on President Trump, saying, never seen a federal response like this ever, you have media saying he didn't say enough about the victims. It seems as though a good deal of Washington media and his critics can never say a good thing about President Trump. Why is that? What is this level of dislike and hate and vitriol directed at President Trump reached an all new level? What do you make of it?
Yeah, you know, I don't know, and we got to get beyond that. I mean, he went down there, she went down there. I didn't even know about the heels. I saw her on television. She had tennis shoes on and a coat, like like a rain type of coat and a hat. I mean, so I'm thinking, what's going on? Then later I saw that clip where she'd evidently gone to the helicopter originally from D.C. and had heels on. Well, so what? I mean, again, what's important here? What's important here is we're trying to help the people of Texas, the Gulf Coast, Louisiana, and he went down there to try to help them, and frankly, he's going back. That's what's important. And that, and here, the other thing's important, what I said just a minute ago, and that's people helping people. I really think that that is something we've got to start to recognize is, and get away from some of these other things that just don't matter. And frankly, shouldn't be part of the dialogue. The focus needs to be on helping people.
Don and Kildare for Senator John Hovind. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, Senator, this is Don. I'm in the trucking industry. You've heard it all before about the E-log issue. I never heard about where you stand. I know where Congressman Kramer stands on it. I'm looking at thousands of dollars to set this stupid thing up, and I've been doing this for 33 years. No accidents, only a few logging mistakes on my logbook. Why? Why is it that the Congress and the House and Senate have to have us shoehorned into something that's going to cost us thousands of dollars?
Yeah, Don, I hear you. I'm trying to help. I'll continue to try to help. Again, we got to be careful. These rules and regs get so darn complicated. I'm fighting through some of that for farmers and ranchers right now that are trying to get help. I had that meeting in Jamestown, and I was about ready to pull my hair out in terms of them getting some of their livestock forage payments and some of this stuff, the stuff they have to go through. And I just finally said to the FSA guy, and I know his heart is good, but I said, hey, come on, help them through this process. You can't tie them up in these regs. And so I understand we want safety. We'll work for that. But at the same time, like you say, it's got to be a system that's common sense and isn't so complicated and difficult.
Well, if you don't mind me saying, I think it's Bill 3282 that will, from a senator or congressman out of Texas, who wants to delay it two more years and get an honest, upfront evaluation of, is it really a safety issue, or is this a maintenance or a business issue that the big companies are trying to shove on us?
Right. So that's the other thing is, you know, again, with small business, we got to be careful. Sometimes these really big outfits can automate everything, and maybe it worked for them from a cost standpoint. And as a guy, me, who is fairly technologically challenged, to try to put in all this sophistication for a smaller business may or may not be common sense. And that's why you got to be careful about these one-size-fits-all.
Yes, sir. Well, that's all I have for you, sir. If you would, just check out that 3282 and see what you think. That's all I'm asking.
I will, Don, and thanks for what you're doing out there.
Well, thank you, sir.
Appreciate the call. Don, others welcome at 800-228-0550. Off air, I guess a text call, text question, says, what is your number related to tax reform? There is the president is in Missouri today, stumping for tax reform. There's a report that he's going to push for, a 15% number to start the negotiation, that the Congress is somewhere in the low to mid 20s. What's your number?
You know, I'm not locked into a number, but I am, obviously supporting tax reform. Want to get it done, just like on health care. Supported health care, repeal and replace, tried to get it done. Now, I work to try to get a good bill. I'm going to always work to try to get a good bill that's good for North Dakota and good for the country. But I want to get her done. And I don't have a hard and fast number. But I do want to, obviously lower the rates, make it simpler and fairer. I'd also like a fix for the international system, because right now you have a lot of companies that don't bring their foreign earnings back home because of the high tax rate. It's called repatriation. If we fix that, it would bring a ton of investment, hundreds of billions of dollars back to our country. And that might even be a way to, help do an infrastructure package through how we address what's called repatriation. And I'm throwing that out there as an idea to try to maybe get some Democrats to help us with this. As far as then not only doing tax reform, but also an infrastructure package, which the president wants to do.
Interesting. So, some of the
again,
funds there. Got to break the logjam somehow, right? Hold that thought, if you would, Senator. We're up against the break. We'll come back and finish our final segment for Senator John Hovind. Talk about great deals on fidget spinners to firewood. NDSU attire. Buy one, get one free. eyegog, sunglasses, and flip-flops. There's plenty of summer left, and PetroServe USA is here to help. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon. Look for the red, white, and blue of PetroServe USA. It's customer-owned by people just like you, and it's 100% American-made fuels. PetroServe USA, the good folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's energy fields, allowing you to save money. PetroServe USA giving away $50,000 in PetroServe giveaways. You can register weekly for those because new names are drawn every single week. Superb customer service, clean, bright stores. The next time you need gas, groceries, pop, the best cookies in town, or a car wash, choose PetroServe USA. And don't forget the 4-for-4 special, the hot stuff, personal pan pizza, two of those great cookies and a 20-ounce drink all day, every day. Four items, $4. From PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC safety consultant Skylar Dutton discussing why employers should be concerned about the effects the drug epidemic could have on their workplace.
People don't just use recreationally on the weekends to have a good time. An addiction is an addiction, and they need that all the time. So once somebody gets to that point where it is a priority in their life to have this in their system, they've got to have it whether they're at work or not. Just knowing that it's in the workplace is scary enough. Then you start thinking about the types of jobs that people are doing, you know, working heavy machinery or in safety-sensitive functions. They can have drastic effects as far as workplace incidents go.
Prepare your employees to identify signs of drug use by enrolling them in the NDSC's Reasonable Suspicion for Supervisors course. Learn more at www.ndsc.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hey friends, it's time for Wednesday Wheels, brought to you by Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Your chance to hear about it. If you like, take a look at one of the sharpest set of wheels on the Northern Plains. Two stores at Pucklett, one in Bismarck and Valley City as well. North Dakota's home for Chevy, and I'm looking at a white 2015 GMC Terrain, all right? GMC's small version of an SUV, basically. There's less than 25,000 miles on it. It's loaded up with the SLE package, meaning power everything, backup camera. It was $29.95. It's an all-wheel drive, by the way. Was $29.95. Now, the radio special is $19,942. So if you mention us, white 2015 GMC Terrain loaded up, $24,860 for miles. On sale today if you tell them Scott sent you for $19,942. And they have a huge selection of new mint condition used vehicles at Buckley, Chevy, Buick, GMC, Valley City, or Bismarck too. PucklitzValleyCity.com, Pucklitz.com, the websites. You drive, we'll ride with you. North Dakota's home for Chevy. We're in our final segment with Senator John Hoban, rather. Before the break, we were talking about tax reform. The president's speech today, reports are he's going to lay out a call for a 15% number, Senate somewhere in the 20% number, where we know tax reform is coming. We had a texter asked during the break here, asked Senator Hoban if he would even support 15%. Can that number fly? Would the president's asking for, would that get your support?
Yeah, you know, I have an open mind on it. I'm certainly, look, we want to do tax reform. So we want to work with the president, get that done. If it's 15% and we can make that work, you know, I'm certainly open to that. I don't know that that's what it's going to be. And I think, you know, he's working to put something out there. And, you know, I'd say the range is somewhere between, like you said, 15 and say 20% or thereabouts. And I think it's just a matter of working together to get it done. And remember that the goals are to make it lower, flatter, fairer, simpler, pro-growth. And I do believe in dynamic scoring, meaning I think as you actually reduce the tax rates, I think we showed that here in North Dakota, that that actually stimulates more economic growth and jobs, and you get revenue to reduce the debt and deficit from economic growth rather than higher taxes. So, and then the other pieces I mentioned to you, I'd like to address the foreign system, what's called a territorial system, and through repatriation get companies to bring that money back home, invest it here, not only create jobs and economic activity here, but I think it could be a pathway to an infrastructure package, which the president wants to do as well.
And there are at least reports that some Democrats would sort of be forced to go along with something like that and might actually see, you know, the other side and this just stonewall of opposition, which would be great.
Yeah, I think it puts more pressure on them to join us. I mean, I hope it puts more pressure on them to join us and help instead of block it.
Here's a classic What's on Your Mind, North Dakotan, with a comment. Raymond, tell him to back Trump 100%. I love that. And you know, while he's laying it on the line, what he'd like from you, Senator, that's a sentiment we hear a lot. I think mostly because people see President Trump in a state where he's wildly popular under attack from the swamp, you know, from the establishment of the system, and so they want him. What do you say to Raymond, who he says just back him 100%, we'll be in good shape?
Well, I think if you look at, you know, my voting record and so forth, my track record, I do support his legislative agenda. We just got done talking about, you know, healthcare a little bit, which obviously I've supported. And now the tax reform is regulatory relief. I've worked very hard on that. He's had me up to the White House for bill signings for legislation I've worked on that. Judge Gorsuch, VA. You know, not only President Trump, but Shokin, the VA administrator, is working with me to actually get legislation passed so that nursing homes can get VA reimbursement, so that our great veterans can go in a nursing home in their community if they want and get VA reimbursement on the same basis that Medicare and Medicaid goes to reimburse nursing homes now. So, you know, I think I worked very hard on supporting him. Obviously, there's some things he says that I don't agree with, but that was true George Bush, too. I mean, come on. That's how things work. But as we're talking about, we got some important work to do, and obviously I want to work not only with the president but with the House as well as my colleagues in the Senate and get these things done for our country, whether it's tax reform, the infrastructure, securing the border, healthcare reform, all these things. It's about the country, isn't it? It's about solutions for the country.
Only about a half a minute for your answer here, but I'll squeeze one more in. Brent says, when are we going to get a senator to put forth a bill that holds all of Congress to the same laws they pass? Make a 28th Amendment. We the people demand it.
You know, I guess I'm supportive of that approach. I think we are and should be. One thing, you know, I don't take the health care benefit just because sometimes that raises a question. So I want to be able to say, no, I come home and I go on the exchange here in North Dakota like anybody else and buy my insurance. Because of that reason, I do want people to feel that I'm living and working with the same laws they have to. And I totally understand that sentiment.
And that's a costly decision on your part, because we know how those rates have gone up, and it's not a fun situation. So we're still hoping for a fix there too, Senator. Thanks
exactly.
for the time today.
And that's why we got to keep working on it. Absolutely.
Yeah. You think, by the way, just real quick on Obamacare, you think that one gets revisited yet this year on a repeal and replace?
I mean, we're still working on it, and we need to be.
Sounds good. Well, we covered a lot of ground today, Senator. Thanks for the time. Appreciate you joining us on the Talk Radio Town Hall. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Scott. Good to be with you.
All right. A lot of questions and comments, and we got about every topic that came in, so glad we did. Folks, thanks a bunch. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye. You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.